Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. Got a special guest with me on the phone this evening, Judy Harrison from Swing Shift and the Stars. Well, actually, you're from a whole bunch of other things, but we're here to talk about Swing Shift and the Stars, and I can't believe you have been doing this for as long as you have. Tell us a little bit about it. For people who aren't familiar with Swing Shift and the Stars, you're coming up on your 15th year?
Yes, it is our 15th and final season. I can't even believe that I'm saying that. But yes, we are wrapping it up, and we've worked with 122 nonprofits. We help them raise funds and awareness through kind of a Dancing with the Stars type platform. We have a lip sync competition as well as a dance competition, and they are kind of in the media for a lot of months doing these competitions and raising money, and we help train them on how to do that, and they've raised over $4.1 million thus far.
I mean, you got to be so proud. That is an amazing amount of money to help nonprofits in Northern Michigan.
It really is, but I have to say they are the ones that do the hard work. We facilitate it to be able to happen for them, but they have to work really hard to be a part of the Swing Shift and the Stars journey, and we're proud of that. We love it. We love all of our nonprofits. We have three final nonprofits for this season to wrap up year 15.
First of all, let's find out when the events are, because you have several different ways people can watch and or participate.
Correct. So we have some live events on September 16th and 17th. We have our ballroom dance events, both of those evenings. And then November 4th and 5th is our lip sync event. Both of those weekends are live in our facility performances. And then we have what was new last year, and it's Beyond the Competition virtual experience. You know, I compare it to like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, where you go behind the scenes and you find out, you know, what really happened in rehearsals. Did somebody drop somebody? What was funny? What worked? What didn't? And so we have several watch parties that people can also be giving and things like that.
Oh, sounds like so much fun. And the very first one you said is next weekend, like Friday and Saturday of next week at the Flat Cap Event Center. I'm not familiar with this.
It's going to be just down there by the baseball stadium down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we kind of overlook the stadium, and it's a building that we have recently renovated, and we've just been open for a couple of months. And so this is in the small event center downstairs is where we are having the live events. And our grandest finale in December, where we do the culmination of 15 years, we will bring it back to the City Opera House here in Traverse City.
All right, let's talk real quick about the nonprofits that you picked out this year. Tell us about them.
I will. 22 to None, which is deals with veterans. They say that 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. And so they are really there to be sort of support and help. And they help with everything from activities to they're getting into some housing for. And so that veterans can really have a community environment. So that's what they do. Then we also have the Grand Traverse Dyslexia Association. By the title, you can tell they're working with both children and adults that struggle with dyslexia. And they're just life-changing. They make people re-experience, you know, how they can get through life with reading and math. And then our third one is one that is actually based in Uganda. It is called Good Gali. Gali is spelled G-A-A-L-I, and that means bike in Lugandan. And they go into the hospital system in Uganda, and they have care packs and things that they take in for caregivers. When you go into the hospital in Uganda, you have to bring a caregiver. You have to bring almost your own nurse. And they have a hard time navigating the system. So they are there helping in that process. So it's a really awesome sort of eclectic gamut that people will be seeing this year with our three organizations.
Cheering on your favorite organization, or you could cheer on all three, it's basically you donate to whichever cause you're supporting the most, and then whoever raises the most money, or is it based on who wins the dancing part of it?
That's a really good question. So we have judges, and they do get judged, and they have their votes add up through the season. But at each weekend, we have the judges' favorite award, which it is $1,000 that is awarded to their charity that they're dancing for. And then there's also the audience choice award, which goes on through the whole season, both with the virtual events and the live events. And those votes get counted up through the entire season, and they get a wonderful media package for the winners of that. So there's no, I guess, big winner for the one who raises the most money. The big win is that they've raised the most money.
Right, yes. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. I have already shared the link on our Facebook page, and it's posted on our website. But what is your actual link? So if people, you know, want to find it.
You bet. Swing Shift and the Stars. Spell it out, swingshiftandthestars.org. And everything pretty much is on there. Everything from buying tickets to our grandest finale to being a part of these lip sync and ballroom events or being a part of our virtual event. It can all be found at swingshiftandthestars.org.
Well, I just want to say congratulations on everything you've accomplished over the last 14, going on 15 years now. It's been wonderful watching this evolve and develop, and you have just done some great work. So thank you for what you've done.
It's been quite an adventure, and thank you. And thank you so much for your support, Susan. Appreciate it.
15th and final season of Swing Shift and the Stars kicking off next Friday. Details are on our website at 1029bigcountry.com.